Good morning. What's up? Today is Tuesday, February the 4th, and we're back again for another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. What's up? Got back to Atlanta yesterday. Super happy to be back home. I went to pick up my son from class. Very happy to see him. And after that, I took the family out to dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, Houston's in Atlanta, and where we had the Hawaiian ribeye with the loaded baked potato. And I like to drink a glass of fucking, what's his name, Neat. Damn, why the hell I can't think of my favorite drink right now? And it's not Cavassier. It's, oh God. Oh, I had me a glass of Grand Marnier Neat. That put the hell in your chest. That's one drink that makes me feel like a rich and wealthy man. Just drinking it slow. So I did that. We kicked it. Came back home as a family and went to bed to prepare for today. So today what we got in the news, Monique is back in the news, accusing Oprah Winfrey of, I guess, slowing her career down or making life hard for her. And also I saw some interviews with other comics. Listen, all the comedians that are doing comedy hype interviews, go on there to promote yourself. It's not a good look if you sit up and do a motherfucking interview for 30 or 40 minutes about another man or talking about just another comic. It's just not in your best interest, and it's not a good look from the eyes of the public. It's just, it's horrible. Yeah, there are beefs going on in comedy behind the scenes and shit like that. But like when you go into those platforms and you're just straight talking about another person, you're that person's biggest cheerleader in that moment. You're giving them so much publicity, so much shine, so much fame. It's ludicrous. And I've been watching some of the comedy hype interviews, and only niggas do this shit. I haven't seen an interview yet where I see fucking, I don't know, one of the white, where I see a Joe Rogan going in about a Bert Kreischer or whoever, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, we got gripes in the comedy world, but you know, you got to leave some shit behind the curtain, you know? And it's just like with this whole Monique thing and Oprah. Listen, if you in entertainment or you a young comic and you listen to this, understand this. These careers built in entertainment, whatever you do, rap, comedy, sing, act, your whole career is pretty much a house of cards where any blow in the wind, the whole house of cards can fall down. So you have to be very, very strategic in your moves and things you say about people and how you treat people. Because one minute you up, the next minute you down. And I mean, this shit is so inconsistent and such like a roller coaster ride. And those same people that you shit on the way up are the same people you got to see on the way back down. So in this whole game, just my strategy for the game is, man, you know, I just want to show everybody love and just, you know, just basically keep it moving and know that everything is so ephemeral in this shit. Like, if you win a comedy competition, you know, it's short-lived. If you got a hit show, that's short-lived. So you always looking for that next thing. And the only way you could even get that next is by working with other people and being somewhat diplomatic in your approach. I see so many people literally kill themselves in entertainment and divert themselves from their own dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's It's crazy to me. That shit is crazy, man. Have I made mistakes in comedy? Yes, many mistakes, and I'm gonna make thousands more. But it's just certain shit you don't do. It's certain ways to navigate this game. You know what I mean? So you can be in somewhat of a winning position. You know what I mean? It's no reason to berate others in public or on a public display. I mean, you lose all power in those moments. So, like, with the whole Monique thing, she's going in and Oprah saying Oprah's made life hard for her. Which I don't even understand where... I guess this whole the whole Monique situation started because she didn't want to go do promo for the movie Precious. And that's what pissed them off. You know, me personally, and I'm not in Sister Monique's shoes. Shout out to Monique, love her to death. I don't know. I would have definitely done to go do the promo. I don't think I would have had a problem with it. I mean, you flying on a private jet, being put up in a 5-star hotel, and you running out on the carpet. Personally, I don't see the issue, but, you know, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? So I can't be the one to judge. But I just know you got to navigate these waters differently. And if you choose, you know, you choose to do whatever you do in the game. But like I said, there's always some type of repercussion that you have to deal with. So in dealing with the repercussion, there's no sense to cry because you already calculated. You should have already calculated that this was going to come blow up in your face. So, you know, in this whole game of comedy, just in the game of life, is you know, people should know that. People should know it. Also, they're making a big fuss about Jay-Z and Beyonce not standing for the national anthem. And I don't know why the fuck they care. That's just stupid news. I don't know if they think that's going to turn people away from Jay-Z and Beyonce or any way hinder the empire that they've built. So that shit is dumb. And that's it. That's all I have for you today. So I'm signing off. Look, everybody, keep your head up. Be strategic in your approach and just focus on the goals at hand. So I'm going to leave you with that. This is LeVar Walker Daily Podcast Show, and that is all I have for you today. See you tomorrow.